case number 12,217, Roman Morales and Rubicella Moran Morales seek variances from the front yard setback for existing structures and from the minimum road frontage requirement for a proposed subdivision, sections 115.25 and 115.211 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. This item was deferred at the last meeting of October 15th for further consideration.
Thank you.
Very well. Discussion. We did have one person in opposition.
Right. And they don't have sewer or water there, right? It's well and septic.
I believe that was the testimony.
It is septic in the front yard, well in the rear yard is what I believe my notes indicate. So.
Wouldn't they need more than 0.93 acres there?
They need 3/4 of an acre.
Okay.
Is the minimum lot size in an AR1 for well and septic. And I believe all they were asking for was road frontage.
Yes. To split it into two
lots. Two lots. For family, I believe they stated.
And they made the frontages even, otherwise they would have only needed one variance.
Correct.
No other discussion. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion. We approve case 12,217. The property is unique because it's 289.28 feet wide. It cannot otherwise be developed into two lots without us granting a variance. The applicant did not create the lot width. Dividing the two lots in half will not alter the character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimal variance request to afford relief.
Very well. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. By roll call vote. Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reason.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mears.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case is approved. Next case, please.
Our first public hearing this evening is case number 12,222. Michael L. and Susan E. Wood seek a variance from the front yard setback for an existing structure, sections 115.34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Foxwood Court, approximately 545 feet south of Pinewood Drive. The 911 address is 1515 Foxwood Court, Lewis. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 384.00. Specifically, the applicant requests a variance of 8.9 feet from the required 30 feet for an existing dwelling. Staff would note we've received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. And let the record show that Ms. McGee has left the building and recused herself from hearing the case. And you have?
I have Mr. Wood get sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Wood, 11 Lynette Court, Newark, Delaware, 19702.
We're firm. The testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Burrell.
Morning, Mr. Mills, members of the board and staff. I'm Rick Burrell. I represent Mike and Susan Wood in this application this evening, and it is for a variance of 8.9 feet from the 30-foot front yard setback for a property in Lockwood outside of Lewis. The address, street address, is 15 Foxwood Court. Mike and Susan Wood live in Newark, Delaware, as a primary residence. Back in 2000, they purchased a lot in Lockwood, and shortly thereafter had a modular home installed on the property. And at the time they purchased the property, there was already a septic system approved, which would place the septic in the rear, and I'll touch on that a little bit later as well. Lockwood's a relatively older subdivision now, relatively small lots, although as is the case with many of these subdivisions, there is a lot of interest in them these days, and so the houses being built now are substantially bigger, better built, a little bit more attractive than the relatively modest homes that were built years ago. And in an effort to keep up with that, the Woods in 2017 decided to make some improvement to their home. They decided to have some decks and outdoor showers, an outdoor shower put on the rear of the house. And they included a 10-foot by 13-foot covered porch at the front entrance. Replaced a small stoop that had been there since they built the house that really served no purpose at all. If you've got the exhibits in front of you at this point, if you look at exhibit one, there are several photographs. The first one shows the front porch. It's, as I mentioned, I think 10 foot by 13. It's open on all three of the sides and serves to cover that the front door in the event of the elements, and visitors can stay dry while somebody answers the door, delivery man, that sort of thing. The second picture just shows the same porch a little bit closer, and I included that simply to show you that the porch itself would not affect any sight lines out toward the street. And you can see behind the porch, in fact, a number of trees that run along the side of the property and run much further out toward the street than does the porch itself. And the third picture shows the property from the rear, and you can see the improvements that were done there. We can't figure out what the septic system was really called, but it's one of those with lots of little pipes and clean outs that come up to the top. You can't see them in the picture because my client lets his grass grow high enough to kind of cover them and makes it for a very attractive property. In order to undertake the improvements, the Woods hired a company, local company called Delaware Roofing and Gutter Pros, and you'll see the contract for the work at tab two, and that is just the front porch improvements, which totaled in excess of $14,000. Because they lived up in Newark, they allowed the contractor, arranged for the contractor to get all the permits and take care of all the technical aspects of the building. And the contractor did in fact get a permit, building permit, which admittedly includes a front setback of 30 feet. Unfortunately, he never showed it to the Woods prior to commencement of construction, and as a result, they never had any realization that there was going to be a setback problem. They left that to their contractor, the local contractor, who they assumed would be familiar with the way things work in Sussex County. It was only after the county notified the property owners of the violation that they actually saw this particular building permit. They knew of the one that, the one you stick in the window, but this is one, unfortunately, that they did not see. And for whatever reason, the contractor never approached them in advance of construction to discuss the fact that there was going to be a potential violation if they built the 10 by 13 porch as anticipated. Once they got the notice of violation, they had a survey prepared. That appears at tab four. And you can see that it documents the variance that's being requested tonight. We think the situation presents itself as somewhat unique for two reasons. Number one, because of the age of the subdivision, the lots are relatively small. They all seem to run between $10,000 and $15,000. The Woods property is just a little over 10,000 square feet. Much less, of course, than what we find in new subdivisions today. But it's a septic system that makes the big difference. Because it necessitated a large amount of the backyard, there was very little discretion on where to build the house, and that's why you see it set on the survey at just 31.2 feet from the property line, which unfortunately left no room or very minimal room for any improvements later on. Covering a front porch, we think, is a pretty basic structure. When you're talking about a single family dwelling, serves to protect individuals from the elements, delivery men, friends that are coming to the front door, and really provides a reasonable use of the property that is sort of taken for granted in most instances. as I mentioned, the property owners hired a local contractor who they assumed would be familiar with the situation, the permitting, the setbacks, and so forth. And unfortunately never saw it until it was too late. And so we don't feel that that's necessarily something that the property owners themselves had a hand in creating. And in fact, Mr. Wood mentioned if his wife had ever seen that 30-foot setback, this thing never would have started, because she was quite strict about those things with the contractor. In terms of the character of the area, it will certainly not adversely affect any properties. But generally speaking, when you improve one property, you tend to improve others around it. And in fact, Lockwood is one of those subdivisions that's undergoing sort of a new life and lots of improvements going on with existing homes. And again, we pointed out there's certainly not going to be any problem with the sight lines in the front. It is the minimum necessary. The survey shows that it's really 8.9 is all that's being requested. And the porch itself is limited to that front door area. It doesn't extend over the entire front of the house. I also included in tab 5, I believe it is, yeah, a list of other variances in Lockwood. It's the, I think, probably those same factors that I've cited tonight, the relatively small lots, narrow, et cetera, have prompted a number of variances. I counted 11, one of which is the one you're hearing tonight. So there have been at least 10 additional variances in Lockwood. for a second. Mike, you've been sworn in. Is everything I've told the board this evening correct?
Yes.
Anything else that you would want to add to what they've heard?
I don't believe so.
And that would complete my presentation, Mr. Mills.
Thank you. Are there questions from members of the board?
Yes. Is anybody from your building contractor here with you tonight?
They are not. I attempted to make contact with them and never got a call back.
Okay. When you bought the house, did you get a survey with the house placed on the lot? When you bought the place and set the house on the lot, did you have a survey at that point?
I believe so.
Did you share that with your building contractor?
I don't believe he asked.
Okay. And the septic is the reason for the house being located so close to the street?
Yes.
Is the well in the front yard?
No well.
Okay. No well. Okay. I have no further questions.
I have no questions.
I'm going to steal Mr. Sharp's thunder and ask. It appears that your property line does not go all the way to the street, and it would appear that there is some grass area between the property line and the street. Is that correct?
Yes, it's probably about 15 feet of grass
15.
From the side of the street. I think the setback's measured from the center of the street.
No, it's probably Pennsylvania.
Okay.
In Sussex County, it's from the property line, and typically there is distance because our right-of-ways aren't the full width, if you will. There's typically some distance between your property line and the edge of pavement. And that's why we asked that question. So you say about 15 feet from your property line to the street, you think, to the edge of the street?
Yes.
Okay. Are there other questions?
No questions.
Sorry,
yeah,
Mr. Sharp.
I have no questions.
I did steal it. I'm sorry.
Fine. Steal it every time.
Okay. All right. If there's no other questions, is there anyone here that is in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, hearing no opposition to the request, I would like to make a motion that we grant case number 12,222. The uniqueness of the property is the septic in the backyard, which put the placement of the house 31.2 feet from the front property line. The house could not otherwise be developed due to the septic location. The applicant did not create this issue. It was created by his building contractor. And fortunately, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood due to the front porch only being supported by two columns and allowing nice sight lines right through the front porch. And at 8.9 feet, it's a minimal variance request to afford relief.
Is there a second?
I second that motion. Jim?
We have a motion and a second, and so by roll call vote. Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway?
Aye for the previous reasons that have been stated.
Mr. Mears?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for the reasons that have been stated, so by a vote of 4-0, your case is approved. And Mr. Burrell, I'll